What did you think of Kristen Michaels? Not exactly his debut, but his first extended playing time for him.
Did some good things. Thought he ran the ball well. Certainly from a read standpoint, he saw it the way it needed to be seen. I thought he broke tackles, protected the ball. All of those things kind of stood out. Had an opportunity to play in a four-minute type situation, and he did a really good job hanging on to the football.
Did his quickness stand out to you, especially on that first carry where he got the ball and just fired through there and ran over again?
Definitely. You know, he has, you know, again, quick feet, good balance. He breaks tackles. He accelerates his feet on contact. All of those fundamentals add up into breaking tackles and what are you gaining on your own. And he certainly brings that to the table. I love his attitude. Love his work ethic. He practices hard. Does a tremendous job.
Edgar, is it reasonable to think that as each week goes on, his role might get just a little bit bigger? I mean, I realize you're not going to throw 25 carries at him, but...
Take it, you know, week by week. Certainly from a preparation standpoint, he goes about doing it the right way. And, you know, each week, you know, we'll have different packages, and that all obviously plays into it as well.
Is there any frustration, do you think, on James's part to come off, you know, what was the best season of his career last year and then really just not be able to get it going so far this year?
Well, I think it's really more just making the most of each and every opportunity. I think the competitor that James, you know, brings to the table, I think his attitude, his work ethic, all of that is certainly in place. It's just making the most of each and every opportunity.
Do you think he's doing that right now?
I think we got to be more consistent. And it's not just James. It's the unit. It's never just one person. That's what team is all about. You know, it takes all 11 to have success, to have the success that we're looking forward to having. So it's not just one player, it's the entire unit.
Have you seen Ty look more and more comfortable the longer the season's gone on at running back?
Yes, he's another player, that when you watch the tape, you know, he's going about doing it the right way. You like, you know, the energy that he's bringing to the table. He breaks tackles. You know, you go back and look at this game alone and some of the runs that he broke a tackle, used a stiff arm, showed good balance, played with good pad level. Again, the course, the read, we talk about aiming points from a fundamental standpoint, and he did a good job of that.
Number of hits as a ball carrier that you're okay and comfortable with Ty taking?
A set number of hits?
Yeah. What's too much for him? I mean, he is a receiver by trade, right?
Well, so he's a versatile athlete that, you know, has tremendous toughness and, is mentally tough as well. He's a football player. He's a versatile guy. I don't think he goes into it thinking, you know, I'm a wide receiver. That's even in the wide receiver room, that's not the mindset to have. The mindset to have is the attitude, the grit, to be or do whatever it takes to win the football game. I don't think, you know, it's the number of hits. I think it's just a will, it's an attitude. And you go into any room as far as getting it done. So I'm not really sure as far as the number of hits.
Could he carry it 15, 20 times in a game?
I think he's capable. We don't really put limitations on our players. I think he's certainly a guy who can do that.
How is Kristen in pass protection?
Didn't really have a whole lot of opportunities, but you know, he's again getting comfortable with what we're asking him to do, and obviously that's an important part of, you know, his assignments, and knowing, you know, some of the different checks and how we pick up pressure. So, you know, he's coming along. He's making good progress in that.
Hey, Andrew, do you remember you blew out your Achilles in, what, 97? And then you went to Chicago in 98. I know you were at a different point in your career maybe, but do you remember what that first year was like coming back from your Achilles versus the second year? I know it's a long time ago, but it seems like everybody wants to know a lot about Jordy, and he's put up a pretty darn good season for a guy coming off the kind of injury he's coming off of.
Well, dealing with any injury, it obviously, you know, it takes time. You know, your body has to heal. As far as the work ethic that goes into it, there's only so much you can truly control from a work ethic standpoint, trying to train and get your body back to the level that you're accustomed to playing at. And he's certainly done that, and he'll continue to do that. And you know, the success will go along with it. You know, I think, you know, if you know, you go back and you kind of look at, you know, the time and the effort that he puts into it, for him to start having the success, I mean, it's that's it makes sense. That's part of it.
Is he doing anything better, maybe, than he's ever done in the past? I know there's much of a focus on the deep plays and his long speed and all that kind of stuff, but he seems to be putting up numbers across. Is there anything maybe he's done better to compensate or whatever?
We always focus on just staying consistent, just be consistent. Obviously, if we get up more opportunities down the field as far as down the field throws, obviously we want to take advantage of that. But also the little things, you know, you turn the tape on, you see him run blocking. You know, let's talk about being the complete player. He runs, he blocks, he does everything we ask him to do. So, I mean, you look at everything as a route runner. He can create separation. He can get open. You know, he goes up and he attacks the football. All of those, you know, things stand out.